When I was a little kid, my mom used to go to different markets around our village. So she would come back only after sometime 1 week or after 2 weeks. And then when she comes back, that will be probably on Friday, because it's when we have different car coming back to our village. So I will go always to the car park and wait. Sometimes I wait till the last, and then sometimes she doesn't come back that day, and then I go home. And then when she comes back, that is the best moment of my whole day. And then today I hear, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and the tigers. No, I'm sorry, I added the tigers. It's now. Or even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. So the cost of being a disciple will be to hate my mother that I just, every Friday I go to the car park to wait for. That cost is really huge. Maybe some people hearing this now, it might be easy because maybe they didn't have a great relationship with their mother. So it might be easy to hear that. For some people, they may not have maybe a great relationship with their siblings. Maybe that is hurting them now. Some people, maybe it is their mother-in-law. I don't know how it is here, but in my place, mother-in-law and daughter-in-law relationship is somehow always something electrical. I don't know how it is here. It is same. So, but as Catholics, as we sit down here, it's obvious to us that Jesus is not talking about hating these people in the literal sense of the term. We're talking about relationships that are very, very important in our life, that determine always sometimes all our decisions. Our family decisions, our family life, our relationship to our siblings can determine the course of our life. So, what we're talking about here is, where do we put Christ in that context? Is it just somebody who is, that we can take some time to also love after maybe loving our mother, our fathers? So before we get to that, let's acknowledge that today's reading are telling us that true wisdom for being a disciple of Christ, I have maybe three things that maybe I want to share with you with the readings of today. The one, recognizing our limitation and receiving God's wisdom. Two, allowing ourselves to be transformed in our relationships. And then three, choosing Christ radically. So, recognizing our limitation, we hear the Book of Wisdom reminding us that, and we know, that the human person is fragile, is limited, that we are doomed to return to dust. We know that. So the wisdom we ask of God is to learn to see our days in the life of eternity. To learn to see our relationships in the light of the one who made all things. And then
We allow ourselves to be transformed in our relationship. St. Paul shows us that Christ changes the way we look at others. He said, Onesimus is no longer a slave, but a brother. So, true wisdom is to love and to live the new brotherhood, sisterhood in Christ, which transcend our human categories and judgment. So, I love my mother only in the condition that I love Christ first. My love for my siblings, for my mother, for my friends, for the tigers is beautiful, it's effective, it's fulfilling only because I love Christ first. And then any other love is coming from that love that I establish with Jesus Christ as the center of my life. That is what leads us to the third point I'm making today, choosing Christ radically. In the gospel, what we hear is basically that Jesus is calling us to make a decisive choice to put Christ above everything else. Today in Rome, as you may hear, they proceed with the canonization of two saints, Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carlos Acutis. One was 24 years, the other one was 15 years. They were not clergy, they were not priests, they were not monks, they were not. So you know that wearing this doesn't make me a saint. So, briefly, what this canonization is telling us first, we're talking about two lay young people who put Christ at the center of their life. You see their history. Carlos Acutis has a great devotion to the Eucharist and already using the digital, the internet, to evangelize. Frassati has this slogan that is called in Italian, say, verso l'alto. I don't know how to say that well in English, but towards the height, you know, always that. So, the church is giving us today two saints who put God at the center of their life. And that guided the course of their life. That gave them direction of whatever else they did in their life, that Jesus Christ, that was the center of their life, give them that direction. So, my brothers and sisters, it is a great message of hope for all of us, especially in this year of Jubilee of Hope. We're talking about two saints, especially Carlos Acutis, a saint of our time. For us, young people, that means for us that sainthood is not something that is over there in the past. For some other people, some strange monk, or I don't know who lives in the mountain. No, it is for everyone, for all of us, when today. So, let us pray during this Mass that God help us with His Holy Spirit so that we may be able to always understand that God's wisdom teach us to measure the fragility of our life, to transform our relationship into real brotherhood, sisterhood, and to choose Christ as the absolute center of our existence. Amen.